Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 68 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Rachel Turner.
I think it rules set a precedent to where they can easily kick out more people.
Members with Justice for North Fork staged another protest today at the Rowan County Fiscal Court meeting.
A new hemp company opened in Moorhead today.
Kindergarten registration is now open.
Another scandal has revealed to be connected to the Office of Unemployment in Kentucky.
A Fleming County man has been indicted for murder.
In sports, Moorhead State Baseball is on the field in Richmond this afternoon.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Showers tonight, mainly after 4 a.m. with a low around 35. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news.
Activists held a rally outside the county courthouse earlier today. The group called Justice for North Fork is comprised of residents in the North Fork Mobile Home Park. The group is protesting the mass eviction and treatment of residents in that neighborhood as a result of the property being sold to a commercial developer. Residents were notified on March 5th they would need to move out of the park by April 30th. That's according to Eric Bailey, who's lived at the park for 11 years.
Kind of got blindsided by everything. We called because everyone heard the rumors. We saw people up there working, but everyone we called said, no, don't worry about it. You guys are good. So we was thinking, well, okay, maybe they'll let us know 6 months out in advance or something, but they did. Everyone just never said anything and just kept us all in the dark, and then we got a notice in the mail that said 45 days, got to be out.
Bailey says he understands why community leaders want to bring in developments like this one, but believes they should be considerate of the residents who haven't found a place to go yet.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Eastern Kentucky Hemp Company was held at its location in Pinecrest Plaza today. The company sells a wide array of CBD products that helps many individuals with issues such as anxiety and chronic pain. Mark Denny is a co-owner and franchisee of the Moorhead location. He says it's one of multiple expansion planned by the business in the new future. He says it's one of multiple expansions planned by the business in the near future.
Well, we were established in 2018 here in Grayson, Kentucky. Will Sutterfield and Riker Rife and C.J. Bramall and Noah were the ones who founded it. We have a store in Grayson, one in Huntington, another one in Olive Hill. Starting this one in Moorhead, and a couple more are going to be opening up by the end of the year.
The Eastern Kentucky Hemp Company will be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. More information can be found on their Facebook page.
The Rowan County School System is currently accepting kindergarten enrollment for the 2021-22 school year. WMKY's Megan Jones has the story.
Any child who will be 5 years old by August 1st is eligible to enroll for kindergarten. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, parents must call to schedule an appointment to register. Parents are advised to bring their child's birth certificate, social security card, up-to-date physical, up-to-date immunization certificate, vision exam, and dental exam paperwork for their appointment. Parents are encouraged to still register their child if they do not have all of these forms. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 606-784-8928. For WMKY News, I'm Megan Jones.
Governor Andy Beshear says his administration is taking action after a report showed at least 19 state employees improperly assessed tens of thousands in unemployment payments last year. Outside attempts to defraud the state's unemployment system have led to new layers of security, but a state inspector general report first obtained by the Lexington Herald Leader reveals the system also faces threats from the inside. It found 19 state workers lied about their employment status and obtained more than $54,000 in benefits not owed to them. Governor Beshear was asked Thursday what the administration has done in response.
Significant action has been taken, including termination of some of those individuals, depending on the culpability of them and the level of their actions. It's people taking advantage of their position, and it was not okay, and it denigrates the hard work of every other UI employee that showed up to do the right thing.
The employees reportedly pocketed the money in April and May of 2020. The governor says those involved could face charges, but that decision will be up to any prosecutor who wants to take the matter to court.
A Fleming County man has been indicted for murder after a fatal car crash last year. 32-year-old Scott Harding has been charged with murder, first-degree assault, two counts of wanton endangerment, driving under the influence, driving on a suspended or revoked license, and failure to maintain insurance. According to the indictment, a three-vehicle collision happened on June 20th of 2020, which led to the death of Robert Garrison of Louisville. The passenger in his vehicle was airlifted to the University of Kentucky Hospital but survived the crash. Two of the passengers in the vehicle with Harding, including one child under the age of 12, were transported to Meadowview Hospital. Harding is scheduled to be arraigned in Fleming Circuit Court on May 7th at 1 p.m.
The Louisville police officer who fired at Breonna Taylor after being shot during the deadly raid on Taylor's apartment is writing a book, but a publishing giant is declining to distribute it. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and another officer fired shots that hit Taylor during the March 2020 narcotics raid that yielded no drugs. Mattingly was shot in the leg by Taylor's boyfriend. According to the Associated Press, Mattingly's book will be published by Tennessee-based Post Hill Press. Simon & Schuster has an agreement with Post Hill, but says it will not distribute the book. News of Mattingly's book drew online criticism last week. Post Hill has said Mattingly deserves to be able to tell his account publicly.
An LMPD officer was arrested after allegedly breaking into a victim's home with a gun and holding her hostage for 3 hours. WMKY's Levi Bryan has the story.
The Louisville Metro Police Department officer, 25-year-old Robert Jones, is charged with unlawful imprisonment, wanton endangerment, assault in the fourth, and burglary. According to an arrest warrant, Jones broke into the victim's house and an argument began, ensued by a violent struggle resulting in the victim's injury. The documents state Jones led the victim to a back room in a basement where he would not let her leave for 3 hours. LMPD Chief Erica Shields tells Wave 3, acts of domestic violence by employees are not tolerable at any level. Police confirm Jones has been administratively reassigned. For WMKY News, I'm Levi Bryan.
Community activist Dan Wu delivered a lecture to an audience in person and on Zoom last week to discuss the effects of systemic racism and white supremacy on Asians and Asian Americans. Wu, who arrived in the United States from China when he was 8, weaved his life story into a broader story about societal views and attitudes toward Asian Americans over the past 200 years. Wu tells LEX 18 he believes the time to act is now.
For me, we have to stop being reactive and waiting for something terrible to happen in order to either act or mobilize or educate ourselves. It has to be an ongoing, constant effort.
Wu's speech comes weeks before Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It also comes in the wake of the killing of 8 people in Asian-owned businesses in Atlanta last month. 6 of the victims were women of Asian descent.
While Kentucky's jobless rate showed slight improvement in March, the state has yet to approach pre-pandemic numbers. WUKY's Josh James has more.
In keeping with national trends, Kentucky's unemployment rate inched downward by 0.2% to an even 5% in March. But the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy says that number doesn't include those who have left the job market due to illness, a lack of job options, or other barriers. The left-leaning think tank estimates the true unemployment rate at around 9%. It also says Kentucky still has 86,000 fewer jobs than it did before the pandemic. Still, the Commonwealth is showing some signs of recovery, with a federal survey showing the state added roughly 3,300 seasonally adjusted non-farm jobs in March. At the same time, University of Kentucky Center for Business and Economic Research Director Mike Clark says some sectors reported reductions in payrolls. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Students at Jackson City Schools have been building life skills through an entrepreneurship program and a contest to develop a business idea. After several months, they ultimately presented it to a panel of judges like the show Shark Tank. Senior Micah Henson tells WYMT it was beneficial to learn the steps to creating a business.
There's a lot of people scared to go out and get their groceries, and there's no really companies or businesses that deliver their groceries in our area. So we thought that it would be a good idea to maybe do kind of like a DoorDash service, and instead of doing food, we take groceries to people.
School officials say the entrepreneurship program was made possible through a partnership with Hazard Community and Technical College. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tonight, showers after 4 a.m. with a low around 35. Tomorrow, showers likely before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Wednesday night, a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 7 p.m., areas of frost after 3 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 31.
On our feature segment today, Morehead State University's Doctor in Education program was ranked as one of the nation's best by the Princeton Review. WMKY's Daria Denisenko has a story.
A longtime source for helping high school and college students achieve their academic goals has added MSU's Doctor in Education program to its best online Doctor of Education programs list. The program's coordinator, Dr. Lee Knabb, says the doctoral degree in education was designed to target Eastern Kentucky students.
Our program started and the state came out with a push to create EdD programs in regional universities that would serve their regions for people that can't otherwise attend a doctoral program because they are place bound.
The program prepares leaders in three different specializations.
It is a doctorate in educational leadership. So all of the 800 courses that you see are leadership-based because it's an EdD in educational leadership with different specializations. That there's adult higher education, there's P-12 administration, and then there's educational technology. And we're going to be adding a fourth, exceptional child education.
Knabb says the program can be completed online with only a few courses on campus.
The only thing that is in person is our residency requirement, where we have all the students come to campus for a few days and meet with all the other students and the faculty, and there we disperse information necessary for those folks to get through the next year of their programs.
The program was created for students that want to consume rather than do research and learn how to become better leaders.
A very small percentage who want the doctorate are not looking to go into the professoriate or into academia. They want to go out into the fields and use it. And so that's what our program is designed to offer. So it appeals to that broader percentage of people who want to further their education and want to ascend higher levels of leadership but don't want to necessarily do research.
Knabb says the program has alumni in different parts of the world that serve as leaders in their communities.
We have people now all over the United States, and we're starting to get people around the world who are graduates of our program and making, affecting change in their organizations.
The program is set to take 3 years to complete. This year's cohort for the EdD begins their journey in June. For WMKY News, I'm Daria Denisenko.
Support for MSPR comes from the Carter County Times, a locally owned and operated newspaper serving businesses and residents of Carter County, including Grayson, Olive Hill, Globe, Grand, Carter City, Willard, Hitchens, and Rush. The Times is Carter County's source for local news, sports, and obituaries, available at local retailers and delivered every Wednesday. For subscriptions and more information, the Carter County Times is available online at cartercountytimes.com or by phone at 606-225-1318.
It's 68 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Rachel Turner and Wiley Tanner, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Lake and Hupp has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
The Eagle baseball team is on the field this afternoon. For WMKY Sports, I'm Lakin Hutt. Morehead State Beach Volleyball returns to the court tonight as the Eagles will face three matches against Eastern Kentucky. The Eagles and the Colonials play in Richmond at 5:30 p.m. for a single match that will not count in the OVC standings. The teams turn around and play again Wednesday at Pozzoli's Breadstick Beach at 2 and 4 p.m. in matches that will count towards the OVC record. Wednesday is a lone home date for the 2021 season. Admission is free to home beach volleyball matches, but COVID-19 social distancing rules must be followed, and masks must still be worn in the facility. The Eagles find themselves on top of the league race after the first weekend, as MSU went a perfect 4-0 in Alabama. The Eagles will face the same teams this weekend in another OVC weekend, this time at EKU. Morehead State baseball made the short trek to Richmond this afternoon as the Eagles face rival Eastern Kentucky. The two teams met on March 12th through 13th in Morehead in the first league series, with the Eagles claiming two of the three. Head coach Mick Aoki says the game will not have the OVC standing implications.
It's just a way for both teams to get an extra game, and you know, which is obviously sort of unusual, but the COVID thing is what has led to that.
Live stats of the game are available on msueagles.com. The Morehead State softball team will host Eastern Kentucky University for a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon. The Eagles are coming off a 1-2 weekend series with UT Martin over the weekend. Head coach Samantha Jones says her team actually does well with series games.
What's interesting about our team is we've noticed they do a really good job with things of back to back to back. So for us, it's planning the logistics side, planning on, say, you know, how many hours do we need to give them when we first arrive to the field to kind of get warmed up.
Game 1 is set to begin tomorrow at 1 p.m. Limited seating is still available, and the games will be streamed live on ESPN+. The Morehead State University football team was able to finish their spring season in high spirits Saturday. The Eagles wrapped up things Saturday against Butler, taking down the Bulldogs 28-18, finishing the season at 4-3. Head coach Rob Tenier says coming out of the pandemic and having a winning season is something to be proud of.
It's been a difficult time, and for what we accomplished during the pandemic and with all the protocols, and took a lot more commitment and sacrifice than it normally does, and it already takes a lot. So really proud of everybody in and around our program, and it was great to get back on a winning track again, and really excited about, you know, our team moving forward into the fall.
Tenier says the team will have a little bit of downtime before returning in June to prepare for the regular season in fall. The Rowan County Senior High School softball team is currently dealing with some unwanted downtime. The Vikings last played in a matchup with Fleming County last Tuesday, falling 7-2. Head coach Larry Sloan said he had hoped to continue to put in work with his girls, but the pandemic had other plans, forcing his team to miss practice and 5 games.
Yeah, we got a girl that tested positive last week, and we got shut down Friday, Saturday, and this coming Tuesday and Wednesday.
Sloan says he hopes to get back with his team to practice on Wednesday before they hit the road to face Bath County on Thursday. First pitch for that game is set for 5:30. The Rowan County Senior High School baseball team has hit a COVID-related snag as well. The Vikings were set to play Bath County on back-to-back days last night and today. But due to an exposure on the Wildcats team, those games have been canceled. Head coach Scott Collins says it's disappointing to hear. His guys had a great weekend in the Anchor Down Classic, and he had hoped to keep that momentum going.
I think our pitching staff only gave up one earned run three games, so that was big for us. Hit the ball extremely well. Mason Moore, I think, was 6-for-8 for the weekend. Kobe Wilburn, Aiden Lundberger, Hayden Maines, everybody had a real big weekend for us.
The Vikings play again this Thursday when they host Ashland Blazer at 6 o'clock. The University of Kentucky volleyball team has advanced to their first Final Four in program history after sweeping Purdue in the Elite Eight Monday night in Omaha. After trailing 17-12 in the first set, the Wildcats rallied to take the opening set 25-23. Allie Stumler would take over in the second set, leading the Cats to a 25-20 win before the team completely opened it up in the third set to complete the sweep. Kentucky will face Washington in Thursday's Final Four. That game will be broadcasted live on ESPN. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Lakin Hupp.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks fell for a second day as strong corporate earnings failed to boost a market already near record highs, while an alarming rise in global COVID cases raised concerns about the recovery. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 256.33 at 33,821.30. The S&P 500 was down 28.32 at 4,134.94, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 128.50 at 13,786.27. Reopening plays such as airlines and cruise line operators led losses as United Airlines plunged 9% after the carrier reported its fifth consecutive quarterly loss and said that business and international travel is still, or I should say recovery in business and international travel, is still far off. American Airlines was down 6%, while Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line, and Royal Caribbean all traded about 4% lower. And the sell-off in shares that are tied to successful reopening came as the World Health Organization warned that global coronavirus infections were edging toward their highest level in the pandemic. Procter & Gamble shares were flat, even after the consumer giant reported quarterly earnings that beat expectations with pandemic home care trends and lingering, and also beauty sales picking up. Johnson & Johnson shares gained 1%, following better-than-expected earnings and revenue. The company reported $100 million in first-quarter sales of its COVID-19 vaccine that is now on hold while U.S. health regulators investigate a rare blood-clotting issue. And another Dow component, Travelers, rose slightly after quarterly results topped Wall Street's estimates. The company also raised its cash dividend and approved an additional $5 billion of share buybacks. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.2% at $62.61 a barrel. Gold was up 0.4% at $1,778.20 an ounce. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was App Harvest down $1.38 at $12.61, CSX down 26 cents at $98.45, Marathon Petroleum down $1.38 at $52.05, Fifth Third Bank down $1.43 at $36.44, Dollar General up $1.56 at $218.29, and PPL was up 12 cents to finish at $0.29. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boy, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Sambo, Josh Grogan, Heather Fannin, Carla Haight, Levi Bryan, Megan Jones, Sarah Mead, Lakin Hupp, and Wiley Tanner. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Daria Denisenko. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Rachel Turner and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.